Ted Cook took his son Shane elk hunting for the very first time. They trekked their way up a mountain, heard bull elk bugling, and Shane found a nice-looking bull, drew his bow, and shot and missed high. But that's not the end of the story. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. We pick it up from there.
The calf trots to his left like 20 yards. My son shoots again, shoots high. And the calf trots off. And we're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And I'm like, well, you know what? 2 days hunting to be able to get a shot at an elk is a real achievement. You know, good for you. Looks like, you know, we got to do more practicing, you know, with our shooting to make sure we take advantage of the opportunity. But not a bad effort. Well, so we go back into hiding there. Now it's getting towards 7:30 and shooting light ends at 8 o'clock. And we're standing there. And again, we hear more elk. Again, I'm thinking maybe we should move. And all of a sudden, my son says, Dad, don't move. And in comes the spike bull, right? So he comes down, steps behind some vegetation. My son comes to full draw. He's shooting a compound bow. And then the spike steps right out in a cow call to get it to stop in a shooting lane. But the spike turns to face straight on. And my son's at full draw. Again, fortunately, he got a compound bow. And now it's a standoff. We're like, oh, man, how's this going to resolve? Well, fortunately, after about 15 seconds, that spike walked another 10 yards to my son's left and turned broadside. My son shot, but we weren't sure where the shot hit. And so the elk turned and started trotting off up the slope ahead of us. And then all of a sudden, my son turns to me with this great big smile, grabs me and said, I see blood.
Did that mean Shane was victorious? Find out tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.